in the tennis. There's all sorts of markets on the tournaments that are being played now, but we're really geared for the Australian Open as well, Quinny, starting on Monday.
Oh, geez, I can't wait for this. It's always snuck up on us just a tad, the Australian Open. And often we see an absolute dominant favourite in the betting, and that is not the case this year in the ladies or men's. And I think that makes it even more intriguing. With the male side, it's two at the top of the market. Andy Murray, 250. Novak Djokovic, 260. Then Stan Wawrinka, 12. Rafael Nadal, 13. Milos Raonic, 19, with Roger Federer at $21. While the ladies side, you find the winner with this one, Andrew, and the value will take care of itself. It's pretty open indeed. Serena Williams, a $3.50 favourite. Angie Kerber, $4.50. Muguruza at $8. And then it's $10 or better the rest. Simona Halep at $11 as well. So it looks an absolute cracker. And can't wait to see plenty of betting activity on the Australian Open.
Leo Schlink, our tennis expert, is joining us. Leo, the men's seeds came out yesterday with the women's. And were there any surprises there?
Not really, Andrew. It's just more the ramifications of where some of those seeds are going to land in the next hour when the draw takes place. In particular, on the men's side, Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal, two former champions here, and the big impact they could have depending on which quarter of the draw they land in.
Understand. So that draw coming out very vital over the next hour or so. You'll get all that detail on their webpage, but also the News Limited webpage over the next couple of hours. Leo, Friday at this time, I love to steer our listeners into some opportunities over the weekend on the punt with Tab. With the tournaments that are on right now in lead up to next week, have you got a fancy or two for our listeners?
Well, Viktor Troicki in Sydney, he just loves that tournament. He's actually chasing a bit of history here. He's won the past two. He gets to play Gilles Muller tonight or today for the chance to playing Dan Evans or Kuznetsov. I think he's tremendous value overall to retain that title. On the women's side up there, Aga Radwanska plays Joanna Konta. Radwanska's got a head-to-head 2-0 love, and I think it might be 3-0 after the final.
Okay, got any prices on those, Quinny?
Yeah, look, both of them are relatively backable as well. Speaking, they've just refreshed that. Just give me 10 seconds while I refresh that there, Andrew. There we go, ATP okay. Sydney. So Victor's $1.62 tonight as well. So that's not a bad price if you think he can get the job done. So we might be sticking with him. Well, for the ladies' side as well, I don't have that handy right now.
Okay,
yes, I do.
So
yes,
we'll
I do.
She's
now $1.50. Radwanska's $1.50. $1.50 into $1.62.
Righto, so they're the two that Leo fancies in Sydney. There's been action at Kooyong and everywhere else. Are you happy, Leo, watching the tennis and the quality of tennis that they're watching, that the Australian Open is going to be a classic this year?
Oh, absolutely, Andrew. Just on even on centre court today, when you've got the practice session, probably 6 hours of it, and the players that are going through the, starting with Andy Murray, under the roof right now, Stan Wawrinka, Monfils, Nadal, Cilic, Kerber, Djokovic, the list goes on. It's just fantastic. And they're peaking right now. It's all designed. They've had it's a rare situation for them because right at the start of the season, they had the advantage of having, yes, it's a short off-season break, but they know exactly what they're targeting. And they're coming in fresh. And really what we're going to see over the next 2 weeks is the player with the best preparation. And typically, Novak Djokovic is your man, and so is Andy Murray. And on the women's side, you've got two titans there as well with Angelique Kerber and Serena Williams.
Well, every day, Monday to Friday on BSB Extra, Leo will join us. We've got the Tab bookie, Craig Dibley. He's pen poised and ready to go virtually every day to enlighten our listeners on BSB Extra. Monday to Fridays between 9 and 10, starting on Monday. We can't wait for it all to unfold. Good on you, Leo. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks, Nick.